USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. They will be the first senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukraine since the invasion began 2 months ago. This announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says, but for the plant, it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies reveal what appears to be a second mass grave site near Mariupol that has prompted Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians in the city. There has been no response from the Kremlin about the photos. Wall Street closed Friday, continuing its losing ways for the year. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
French President Emmanuel Macron has the lead going into Sunday's runoff election over his rival Marine Le Pen. He would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term if successful. A Black Lives Matter activist in Memphis, Tennessee, will not face charges that she illegally registered to vote. Shelby County prosecutors dropping charges against Pamela Moses, who was convicted last November and sentenced to prison this past January to 6 years. Moses sought a new trial in February, which was granted due to the Corrections Department not turning over a necessary document to prosecutors. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile while testifying during a hearing on Friday to decide whether or not she is eligible to run for re-election. Voters in her district, using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, said Greene helped facilitate the January 6, 2021 insurrection, disrupting the certification of Joe Biden as winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will ultimately make the decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love, killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley, now halfway through a 23-year prison sentence, the civil suit, filed by Love's mother, is seeking more than $30 million in damages. Out west, crews are still battling a wildfire.
Fire officials in northern Arizona say a wildfire that's been raging out of control north of Flagstaff is now at least 3% contained. The tunnel fire has destroyed over 21,000 acres in the forest area, and over 2,000 residents are still evacuated. A fire chief working on the blaze says crews weren't ready for it because it's unusual to have a wildfire in mid-April, and that fire activity in Arizona usually doesn't start up until late May. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Texas National Guard member is missing after going to the Rio Grande to assist a migrant who was struggling to swim across the river. The woman made it about halfway when she appeared to begin going under. The guard member took off his jacket and jumped into the water. The woman did make it and was placed in custody by Border Patrol. The suspect in the shooting in Washington, D.C. was found dead by police. He was accused of shooting at residents in his neighborhood from his fifth floor apartment. Investigators looking for a motive say it had a sniper-like setup. The four who were injured are all expected to survive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.